Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Oh, hello, this is Terry. Okay, we're having a little issues, some issues here, so let me make sure everyone can hear me. Mike and Michelle, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, good. Okay. Mike, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm right here.
Okay. I believe Kim called in and he hung up, so I'm going to call him back. But let me just, first of all, welcome everyone to the show. For those in the chat room, Bonnie Fan Carol, Cheryl, and the guests, welcome all. You have tuned in to the evening edition of Talking Smooth Jazz. And we have a fan co-host with us, Miss Michelle, is joining us as a fan. So welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you for having me, Terry.
Oh, you're so welcome. So what I'm going to do is play a song here from Kim's new CD, This Heart of Mine, and give him a call and get him back on the show. So the first song I'm going to play is Heart Seeker.
Love it.
Thank you. All right, that was Heart Seeker from saxophonist Kim Waters' new CD, This Heart of Mine. I have called Kim and left a message and a tweet message as well, so hopefully he will be calling back in shortly. But again, let me welcome Miss Michelle. She is our fan co-host, and as well as Bonnie Fan Carol, Cheryl, Muse, Smooth Jazz Family, Tamara. Welcome everyone to the show. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com and click on Kim Waters' name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. All right, so Miss Michelle.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good, thanks. I see we have Tamara on board. It's good to see her in the chat room.
Yeah, are you in the chat room?
Not yet. I'm headed there
okay.
now.
Okay, well, let me introduce you to Mike, my co-host.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, how's it going there? How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I hope you're not freezing over there on the East Coast.
No, it's pretty cold, but I'm not freezing yet, so.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, I'm here in sunny Southern California.
Oh, wow. I'm jealous now. I'm jealous.
Probably having the same type of weather we are. Nice and warm in the 80s, low 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, low 80s.
And, Terry, I hope you told Mike what a great time we had over at Catalina Island.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
You, myself, and Tamara.
That's right.
Yeah,
yes, we had a great
really
time.
That was
fun. We really did. Yeah, Jonathan Fritzen did his thing, and, you know, Acoustic Alchemy, just and of course, Eric Darius.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Now, I'm still waiting on to hear from Kim. So hopefully he'll call in. If not, we may have to reschedule this show and try to get him back on at another time. But I'll give it a few more minutes, and I'll go ahead and play another song from the CD. Again, his new CD is called This Heart of Mine. It is his 17th CD on Shanaki Records. And pretty good CD. So I'll go ahead with the next song. This next song is called Free Fall.
Thank you.
All right. That was Free Fall from Kim Waters' brand new CD, This Heart of Mine. And we do have Mr. Waters on the phone. Kim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, and thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I want to apologize. I had some issues trying to get logged in and called in, so that's why we had a little delay there in getting you back on. But I really appreciate you calling back in and giving us the opportunity to speak with you.
No problem. My pleasure.
Okay, now I want to introduce you to Mike, who you've already met. He interviewed you in Baltimore.
That was in D.C.
Where was? I'm sorry.
We
okay.
were in D.C. at the. He played Blues Alley, and we had a videotaping at the hotel.
Right. Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's Mike, and then we have a fan co-host on the phone. Every once in a while, we allow fans to call in and co-host the show with us, and her name is Michelle. Michelle, meet Kim.
Hi, Kim. It's a pleasure to talk with you today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Nice talking to you as well.
Thank you.
All right. So, Kim, Michelle, I'm going to let you go with the first question.
Well, I have been dying to ask Kim, what is your most memorable musical experience?
Wow. I've got a lot of them. I think probably the most memorable was having a chance to play in New York City with Ray Charles and Dizzy Gillespie. As
wow.
a young man, I don't think I was older than 17 or 18, and I had the opportunity to perform with those guys at the Blue Note in New York City.
Wow, that would
awesome.
Be memorable. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Kim, I would like to know, you used to live in Maryland, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you moved to Sacramento. Why did you move to Sacramento?
Moved to Sacramento because that's where my fiance is now. And it's a great little quiet place to live, you know. It's not a big
okay.
city. So I live way out in the suburbs and the country, so it's nice and peaceful.
Oh, okay,
but
yeah, because
the country in Maryland too, so I can't say that.
Well, yeah, but Sacramento, I mean, there's like nothing to do in Sacramento.
Not a whole lot, you're right. But it's good when you're always doing something to come home to nothing.
I know.
To come home to peace and quiet.
Right, right.
Okay, all right. So now let's start with the first instrument that you played, the violin. I'm at
right.
age 8. And then you switched over to the saxophone. So how did you get started with the violin?
I started on the violin because, you know, you had choices when you're in, I think, third or fourth grade, what you wanted to play. And I just picked the violin for some reason. And I played it for about maybe 9 months to a year. And then I switched to the saxophone after that. And the rest is history, I guess.
Okay, but I read that when you were playing the saxophone, the violin, you said that it didn't go over well with the fellas.
No, not in my neighborhood growing up, no.
You got teased a lot.
A little bit, you know. All right, I got to switch to an instrument that the most men play, so.
Uh-huh.
I got the saxophone. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it probably drew some girls to you as well?
Yeah, that does happen with the saxophone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Very sexy instrument, indeed.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about This Heart of Mine. This is your 17th CD, and you're playing almost all of the instruments on the CD, I read.
Yeah, I did. This CD, I just wanted to take time out and just focus on myself and do a real Kim Waters heartfelt CD. So I just decided to do most of everything that I could by myself, you know. And it came off
okay.
Well.
Okay. Before we go any further, I want to give out the phone number. If you would like to call in and speak with Kim, the number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. And we have a lot of people in the chat room, including the Smooth Jazz family. And whenever they come into the chat room, they have a lot of questions. So, excuse me, he does have one. The first question, he says, In the Groove is one of the baddest jams ever recorded. It has such a great flavor. How did it come to be, and will you ever play it live for us?
Oh, yeah, I do In the Groove quite a bit, actually, still. And it's several years old now, but I still do In the Groove. It came about, I think I had just gotten back from, I can't remember, I did a casino, I think I was in Iowa or something, and I did a casino, and then I had that idea when I was on the plane ride on the way home. And then when I got home, I just said, you know, I've got to go ahead and put this down while I'm thinking about it. And that's how I wrote that song In the Groove, yeah.
All right, there you go, Smooth Jazz family, okay. All right, Michelle, you have another question?
I do. I'd like to know, Kim, are your daughters, do they play instruments or are they vocalists? Do they play after their dad and play an instrument?
Yes, they do. Kayla is a classical and jazz piano major that is graduating from Howard University in May.
Wow.
And Kimberly is a fashion and design person, and she sings as well. So, yes, they are both very musical. And usually when I'm on the East Coast and they're able to come out, they come out and they actually get on stage and play a song or two with me. So.
Oh, that's exciting. That's great.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Yeah. Mike, do you have any questions?
Well, being that we've already done this before, but I still got some questions from last time, and one is that, you know, a lot of your CDs are revolved around love. Is that a planned thing, or is that just a coincidence that, you know, you name a lot of your CDs with the love title in it, some kind of way?
Well, you know, for me, a lot of times it is coincidental because we do the CD, and then myself and Danny Weiss, who's the A&R director for the record label, we sit down and try to think of the most appropriate title for the record. And, you know, and then we look at all the names of the songs, and some of them are geared around the love theme, and that's how I guess the love theme actually comes out on the album cover and the album title.
Mm. Now, you mentioned the record label. You've been with Shineke for quite a while. And,
wow.
You know, not me.
I haven't even thought of that, but you're right.
Well, I was just going to say, not many artists, you know, stay with a label as long as you have, and some of them have actually left their label. So how did you sign up with Shineke?
Well, I was just leaving Warlock Encoded Records, and I think it was 96 or 97, and then mm-hmm. I got approached by Danny Weiss to do a record for Shineke, but the thing that intrigued me the most is that he also wanted me to produce something on pretty much every artist on the record label's record. So it was more like an artist/production record deal, and then it was at that time that we had put our brains together and came up with Streetwise, which had tremendous success. And, you know, and I became pretty much like the house producer for Shineke in some sense. And I think that's what led to our longevity career together.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And, you know, you kind of answered a little bit of my next question, which would have been, you know, how did you guys come up with the Streetwise concept, you know, and everything? Because, you know, Mike Phillips, he does the same thing with the Hidden Beach Unwrapped. And, you know, you two are two of the guys out there that are kind of bringing that R&B and that rapid flows into the jazz genre.
Right. Well, I thought it was a necessary thing, first of all, because, you know, there was the Unwrapped, and we thought it would be best to have two different versions out there. So, and both Mike and I are trying, we're not doing it for ourselves, we're doing it because we want something to attract our young kids into the jazz genre. We figure if we do stuff that they can relate to, there's a possibility that more kids will pick up the horn and the piano
mm-hmm.
and not just want to be a rapper or a DJ, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Okay, I want to play another song. So, Kim, we played Heartseeker, and you came in on Free Fall. So
yeah.
Now I want to go with track number 3, Am I a Fool? Tell me about this one.
Am I a Fool is a really sort of an urban R&B AC song that features Calvin Richardson, who's a very soulful singer. And we just shot a video to that a few weeks ago in Atlanta, Georgia. And if you want to look at the video, you can go to YouTube. Just click in Kim Waters, Am I a Fool, with Calvin Richardson, and it'll come up. It's a great video, and Urban Radio is loving it. So hope you'll be hearing a lot more of it.
Yeah, I saw the video, too. It's really nice. I really enjoyed that. All right, again, we are talking to saxophonist Kim Waters. His new CD is called This Heart of Mine. If you would like to speak with Kim, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. This is Am I a Fool?
Baby, I don't know if you realize how much you've hurt me. But through it all, I still love you.
Am I? You're in love with another. You're my everything, girl. How can you do this? Am I a fool?
Am I a fool?
I wanna know.
definitely go check out the video on YouTube. I think you will like it a lot.
Yeah,
very nice.
Love that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Calvin Richardson does a great job on that. That was a nice little video there too, Kim. Very nice.
Oh, thanks so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to first of all, I wanted to let you know that one of your buddies from Baltimore is listening in, Roger Hurst. He's
okay. Very cool.
Right now. So and everything. Yes, indeed. And I wanted to ask you because your last CD, you did a song with Kenny Lattimore called One More. And this one, like I said, you did with Calvin Richardson. How did you go about, you know, selecting the artists, the R&B artists, to collaborate with you on some of your CDs?
Well, me and Kenny Lattimore have been working together for 3 or 4 years now, doing summer concerts together. So that's how all of that came about. And we're still doing concerts in and out still today. And the way it came about Calvin Richardson is once I did this song, I called the record company and I said, you know, I really want, you know, someone who's, you know, up and coming and has the soulful feel. And then they sent me Calvin's record. And I said, wow, this guy, you know, he would probably be a perfect fit. So then me and Calvin talked. I sent him an MP3 of the song. And he did his part and sent it back. And there you had it.
nicely done, too.
Nicely done.
I have a couple of questions from the chat room. First of all, Lori wants to know if you've grown your mustache back.
You know, my mustache grows so fast. I can grow. Well, I am actually. It is growing in right now, but it grows. The first time I ever shaved my mustache in my whole life, and you know, I put it on Facebook, and everybody's like, "Wow, it still looks great." But I think I'm gonna grow it back. It's me. I feel naked without it.
Okay. I have a hello from Tony Exum Jr. He says to say hello to you and that you continue to influence him musically.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
Smooth Jazz Family says, Sax Appeal is one of the first smooth jazz CDs I've ever purchased. The title cut has such an original sound. What influenced you to write with a saxy groove?
Well, that record was a huge selling record at that time. This was back in 1990 or 91. And we had they had BET Jazz at the time, and I did a music video for the Osley Brothers song, For the Love of You. And then the song Sax Appeal was the second single, which was that year, I think, the number two best-selling jazz CD in the country. So that was a great song for us. It reached number one, and as well as for The Love of You was the number one song for us. So we're just blessed and happy to have made an impact and had a great selling record of that year. And I just want to say thank you to the fans who have continued mm-hmm. to support me throughout all of these almost 25 years now. So.
Mm. And my favorite song of yours is Nightfall. Absolutely love it.
That was a mm-hmm. huge hit.
Yes, it was. I love that song.
Waterfall.
Okay, Michelle. I'm sorry?
Waterfall.
Yes.
Waterfall.
Yeah, Nightfall was my favorite, but there's Waterfall as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Michelle, you have a question? You have another question?
I do. I wanted to ask him about his signature saxophone collection. How did that idea come about?
Well, I was approached, I was endorsed by a company called LA Sax, and they approached me because at the time I played a lot of the small curved soprano sax, which is unique to most people because most of them are straight. And they said, what would it take for you to have your own signature horn? And he sent me some horns, and I did some tweaking and said, this is what I like, this is what I would like. And they went back and did it again, and then they flew me out, and I kind of helped put the horn together, and that's how it came out, the Ken Waters Signature Series horn. So it's been a great horn, and you can, you know, for those young kids who want to buy a great horn and that is reasonably cost as compared to most great horns, you have to check it out.
That's great. That's a great collaboration right there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
definitely. Now, you know, we can't have you on the show without, you know, asking you about the Sax Pack. So, you know, how did you guys come about, you know, hooking up, and what was your initial reaction when you were approached about doing it, you know, doing a Sax Pack with Steve and Jeff?
Yeah, well, Jeff, first of all, we used to see each other all the time at all the jazz festivals, because Jeff was like the lead sax player for the Rippingtons, and of course, Steve had a few big hits out there, and then he toured with Brian Culberson as well. So Jeff gave me a call and said, hey, man, you know, you're like one of my favorite horn players. Would you be interested in playing as a three sax group called the Sax Pack? And, you know, I was joking with him. I said, nah, man, I don't even know who you are, you know. but we got together, and we just started doing shows. We wasn't really concentrating on making it a full-fledged entity. But then, you know, Shanaki approached me and said, hey, you think you could do a record with the Sax Pack? I said, absolutely. And then we did a record, and then we had one of the biggest hits of that year with Falling For You.
I live in Las Vegas, and I saw you guys here this summer. It was a great show. And I believe it was Jeff made the announcement, or maybe it was Steve, about a song of being played in the movie.
Larry Crown.
Yes. What was the name of the song?
That song was called When It Feels Good, and it's a song that I wrote and produced, and Jeff co-wrote it with me. So, and it got placed in the Larry Crown movie, which is huge for, you know, as a songwriter, that's a big deal. So we were very excited about that, and I was fortunate enough to have other songs in a few other movies, but this was a big deal because they said Tom Hanks handpicked all the songs he wanted in the movie on his own. Mm.
Wow. That's commendable. Mm.
So he must know about the Sax Pack.
Oh, I hear he's a jazz guy, so that's cool.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. That is awesome. Okay, yeah. So Michelle says that her favorite song on the CD is I Love My Girl, so I'm going to play that next. Tell me about this one.
You know, this song, it's unbelievable because every interviewer that I had said, you know, I love the whole CD. All the songs are great, but I really like the song I Love My Girl. And I'm like, what is it about this song that everybody's... Well, you know, I think it's just the vibe and the groove, you know. But,
and the message.
Yeah, the message, you know. So I'm glad you like it, Michelle.
Thank you. I love that.
All right. I Love My Girl.
I'm not afraid to
Love My Girl from the new CD from saxophonist Kim Waters, This Heart of Mine. Very nice, very nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have another question from the chat room. Smooth Jazz family would like to know, what artist has influenced you the most?
Wow, that's a big question. Of course, Grover Washington was a very dear and close friend, inspired me quite a bit. But I got a lot of inspiration from a lot of the straight ahead guys, Stanley Turrentine, Cannonball Adderley, Charlie Parker, Sonny Stitt, Dexter Gordon, and there's some great homegrown talent right from Baltimore, Maryland, a guy named Mickey Fields, who was a great tenor sax player and a great alto player by the name of Gary Bartsch. And those guys were a big influence on me as well, so.
Okay. Now, speaking of straight-ahead music, I read an interview that you did with Jazz Times in 2001 where you said, I know that this is a business to sell records, which I have been doing for over 12 years. I've got to do what's best for me and the label. I'm sure you know that straight-ahead jazz isn't a big seller right now. I do what I have to do to sell records, and it's working for me. When I get tired and I've sold enough records and I want to do one for my own satisfaction, then I will go out and do that. So this is a two-part question. Number one, do you prefer straight-ahead music?
No, I mean, I really love the contemporary thing, but if you ever come to one of my shows, you can definitely see the straight-ahead side on a live show. You might not hear it quite as much on the record, but on the live show, you can definitely hear the straight-ahead stuff. But I really love to play both, and I appreciate both immensely. But for me, I mean, this is what made me who I am, so I love the contemporary thing. But I still enjoy going out and picking up my horn and going to sit in and play with a lot of straight ahead groups as well. So,
okay.
And my advice for all the up and coming artists is be able to do as much as all of this as you can, because the more you know, the more you'll stay working.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and then
can you come down? Can you bring your horn down to Southern California and perform for us?
I sure will. I will be in. I know I'll be down that way in February for the BB Jazz Series in Huntington Beach. So come on out to that.
I will.
Yeah.
It's my birthday in February, so I hope to come see you.
All right. Sounds good.
And actually, Kim, you just had a CD release party, right?
We had a CD release party here in Sacramento on the 25th, and it was great party, packed house, and people are very supportive, and everything was a success.
Yeah, I talked to Cecil Ramirez, I think a week before you guys did that gig, and he was like, yo, I'm performing with Kim next week. So, I know that was a high gig with Cecil and everything.
Yeah, it was cool.
Okay, the part two of my question was, with the state of the music business now, obviously you still have to do what you have to do to sell music, but have you done that one record to your own satisfaction? Have you done that one CD that you've always wanted to do?
No, I wouldn't say that yet, no.
Okay.
You know, I think my ultimate CD would be to, I'm a producer myself, but I would love to at least have one opportunity to do one CD with myself and George Duke as a producer as well. So
that would be nice.
He's been a kind of inspiration for me on the production side. His production is ridiculous in my opinion. So it would just be awesome to do one with him as a producer and co-producer as well.
Okay. Michelle, you have another question?
Oh, I do. I wanted to know more about Kim's affiliation with Nourish the Children Foundation.
Nourish the Children Foundation is a foundation that I got involved with about a couple years back, and it's a foundation where, you know, I got involved because if you notice most foundations and support groups, they ask you just to specifically send money. And in my opinion, I don't like the way that is handled, because I like to know exactly where my money is going. So with this organization, they have a website where you go to the website, you purchase the packet of food. They give you a list of and pictures of the kids that you can choose who you want to send it to. You pick the packet of food. The food goes to your kid, and the kid gets pictures of you and even gets your email address so you can communicate, so you actually know that you're helping to save someone's life.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we oftentimes don't think about hunger in this country.
Right,
but it's
that's
a
true.
Very real problem. Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Now, you have performed with a lot of great artists, but there's one specifically I want to ask you about, and that's Phyllis Hyman.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That was, I called her my sweetheart. She was just a sweet lady. I had the opportunity to play with her on several occasions. And I tell you, one of the most hilarious, funny people I've ever met.
oh, really? Okay.
But it was so amazing to see her when she really went from, like, sound check to laughing and giggling and teasing and harassing everyone to showtime. It was like a whole another animal came out. And, wow, is she amazing. You know? And her voice to this day is just so indescribable and you know, you'll know it immediately when you hear it. There's only one person, in my opinion, in today's world that has that voice, and that's my dear friend Mesa. It's like, when I hear her voice, I know it's her regardless where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Okay. All right, I'm going to play one more song, and it is track number 6, Step to This. Tell me about this one.
Step to This is a song that I made for the steppers, all the steppers in the world.
Okay.
And it's a fun song, and I sent it to all of my friends in Baltimore and told them to create a dance for it because they have these little dance clubs on in the city where people go and invent dances to songs. So hopefully they'll invent one and it'll blow up.
All right, this is Step to This.
Yeah.
That was Step to This from saxophonist Kim Waters' new CD, This Heart of Mine. So, Kim, I want to let you know that a question was posed in the chat room to the TSJ chatters as to who they would like to see you collaborate with on a future CD. And some of the responses are Tim Bowman, Jay Soto, Peter White, and Ollie Silk, and Nicole Leon.
Okay, cool.
Well,
that sounds
right.
Good to me.
Yeah, definitely.
So, before we let you go, I gotta ask you about your style, because I mean, you are one of the sharpest brothers in the game. I mean, every show you do, you're so sharp. I'm like, dude, this dude ever get his clothes dirty or something? You know, it's like you're just so sharp, brother. I mean, was that something that you, I guess, kind of got into over the years, or that was something that you always wanted to? You were always just like that.
That's always been my style. In my opinion, jazz means class, and you know, and when I try to present myself just the way the greats used to be, with the great suits and always sharp down to the shoes, and I just try to keep that image and send a message, because you know, this music is classy, and I want to portray the whole image. So that's why I do what I do.
Man, you do a good job with it. I'm like, dude,
well,
always
needs
sharp.
To be in GQ. He needs to be on the cover of GQ.
You know, I've been asked to do that, so hopefully they'll make it happen. You know.
You know, and it's funny, because when we did an interview at the hotel in D.C. and you walked through the door, you had on a pair of jeans. And
right,
I told
right.
the producer, Ken, I'm like, yo, he got a pair of jeans. She was like, she was like, why are you so short? I said, I've never seen him in a pair of jeans. Like, that was a casual look for you. I'd never seen you like that. And that was,
That's because I had my daughters with me. They had me running crazy. So.
One last quick question from the chat room. Smooth Jazz Family would like to know, what was the last concert you attended as a fan?
Wow. Let me see. I was just at a concert. I was just at the Regina Bell Chris Walker concert over the past weekend, because a friend of mine said that they were going to be in Oakland, and that's only like an hour drive. So I drove down and checked them out, and a couple of buddies of mine playing Regina Bell's band. So that was great, and she still sounds great.
All right. Well, Kim, thank you so much for joining us. And please let everyone know where they can purchase this new CD.
They can purchase anywhere. iTunes, Amazon.com, most of your stores, and even my website, www.kimwaters.net. And I appreciate everyone's support, and I hope to see you in whatever city you're in sometime soon.
All right. We hope to see you again, too. Thank you again, Kim. We really appreciate it.
Thank you,
Michelle. God bless you all.
All right.
And enjoy
good
that
night.
New web out there. You know, you're not going East Coast anymore.
Yeah, I'll be that way actually in a couple weeks. So, you know, maybe I'll give you a drink, bro.
Yeah, and bring your coat, because it's cold.
I heard. I definitely do that. You guys take care, and I'll speak to you soon.
Okay.
All right, good night.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Good night. All right, that was Kim Waters. His new CD is called This Heart of Mine, and again, you can find it on Amazon and his website, kimwaters.net. Follow him on Twitter, TheRealKimWater, and that's without the S, and hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend request as well. All right, love that. I'm glad he was able to call in, so that was great. Thank you, everyone in the chat room. Smooth Jazz Family, always love it when you join us and your questions. Thank you so much. Michelle, you did a great job.
Thank you so much, Terry. I had a great time. Enjoyed myself.
Good. I'm glad. So hopefully we can have you back again, you know, when another one of your favorite artists are on, come on the show.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and close the show with my favorite song by Kim, Nightfall. So I'm going to thank Avisha, Bonnie Fan Carol, Cheryl, Lori. Where's Muse? Muse left. Okay. See, the band is on. The band is back on. I have reinstated the band. Muse is now no longer. She is still banned from calling into Talking Smooth Jazz. Tamara and Chef Spoon, welcome all, and thank you again for joining us this evening. You've been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
and Mike Reynolds.
Michelle? All right. We look forward to talking smooth jazz again with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.